Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by two of our friends, Rhett and Henry. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story and you can too. Head over to our Instagram page, Kids Short Stories, or go to kidsshortstories.org. Send us your idea for a story and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you ready for this one? Me too, let's go. Mom, can we do it? Can we do it? Can we do it? Hurry, please. No, please. Rhett and Henry had just finished dinner, and their parents had told them after dinner that they would be able to go in the backyard and make a little campfire to cook marshmallows. Who likes roasting marshmallows? Me too. Oh, these were so good. They had got super big marshmallows. Do you know the kind of marshmallows that are like really big and you put them on a stick and you hold them over a campfire and then they get nice and toasted and then you eat them up? Oh man, I kind of want some right now. Well, they were very excited. And the first thing that you have to do when you want to cook marshmallows is you have to get some sticks and some wood to put in the fire. Yeah. Did you know that when you're building a campfire, you need some paper, you need some sticks and some wood, and you need a grown-up, like your parents, to hold the fire, the lighter. And it's their job to start the fire. But it's our job to collect all the sticks that we can find. And so Rhett and Henry were both working very hard, running all over the yard, picking up sticks and pieces of wood and putting them in their campfire spot. All right, I think that's enough. Let's start it up. They turned on the lighter and whoosh, the fire. Wow, it was a perfect campfire. It was nice and warm. It was kind of a cool, chilly night, and so it felt good to stand by the campfire. Oh, Henry said, I was starting to shiver, but this is so much warmer. Whew. As the campfire was roasting away, they got the marshmallows out and put them on some sticks. Rhett said, these marshmallows feel funny. Are these different? Yeah, Rhett, I got these at the store and they were on sale. I've never seen them before. They do look kind of different, but I bet they taste really good. And so as they put them on the stick, they started to grow. Like while they were roasting them over the fire, do you know how marshmallows kind of like get really like bigger and stickier? And well, these marshmallows, whoa, look at that one. It's getting huge. The marshmallow that was on the end of Rhett's stick was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Pretty soon, it was the size of a basketball. Ha! Ah! What do we do? I don't know. That looks delicious, Henry said. I'm gonna eat it. And as Henry went over to take a bite of this ginormous marshmallow, boink, it jumped off the stick and bounced. What? It looks like it's alive. And then it started to rumble and move, and two arms just popped out of it. Boop, boop. And two feet. Bung, bung. What in the world is that?
I'm the Marshmallow Monster, and I'm here to turn all of those other marshmallows into marshmallow robots. Step aside.
He grabbed the bag of all the other marshmallows, and as soon as he touched them, they all started turning into little marshmallow robots. Ah! Rhett couldn't believe what he was seeing. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Henry said, let's call Spy Kids headquarters. I bet they know. Headquarters, headquarters, come in.
This is headquarters calling. Rhett and Henry, what's going on?
Something crazy's going on in our backyard. It's hard to explain, but basically, our marshmallows are turning into robots and they're trying to eat us! Well, they're not trying to eat us yet, but I feel like marshmallow robots, that's what they're gonna want to do.
Come again. Did you say marshmallow robots?
Yes, Henry said. They're coming alive. The marshmallows they have arms and legs, and when they touch each other, then they turn the other one into a robot, and it's just turning into a giant marshmallow robot party in our backyard, and we're getting pretty nervous.
Okay, well, that sounds like you're going to need to catch those guys and not let them escape, because we do not want another marshmallow robot crisis on our hands.
Another?
Yeah, that happened a few years ago, but it's been a long time, and we thought we had dealt with it, so... yeah, just hang in there, get your net shooters out, catch them, and, we'll send a team over to give you some backup support. They'll be there in about, 2 hours.
2 hours? We need backup right now!
Over and out.
Oh, no. Red couldn't believe it. Spy Kids backup wasn't gonna be there for 2 hours, and these little marshmallows... They were starting to run all over the backyard. Oh, they were... What are they doing? Everywhere the marshmallow robots were walking, it was leaving behind this trail of white glue. Like, it looked like the stickiest glue in the world. Let me touch it with this stick. Henry grabbed a stick and touched... Oh, no. He couldn't even pull it. As soon as the stick touched the glue, he couldn't even pull it off. Guys, this is like the world's stickiest glue. This is not good. Not good at all. All right, let's get up in the trees. I don't think they can get us up there. Grab your net shooter, Rhett. Let's go. Rhett and Henry both climbed up the tree with their net shooters and started to catch as many of the little marshmallow robots as they could find. All right, I think we got all of them. We can come back down. Oh no, it's the original marshmallow monster. He's huge. That marshmallow monster had not stopped growing. The last time we saw him, remember, he was about the size of a basketball. Well, now, he was as big as a grown-up. Oh, no. That looks like the most delicious marshmallow I've ever seen. See, Henry still was very hungry for marshmallows. That's all he could think about. Rhett said, get our extra-large net shooter. That should stop him. Henry grabbed the big net shooter and handed it to Rhett. And Rhett pulled it out and said, Marshmallow Monster! You're going down. The Spy Kids team, they're going to be here any minute. And you're going to have a big problem when they get here. Because there's going to be a whole bunch of them. Put your arms up. And the marshmallow monster said,
you can't stop me. I am going to cover your entire yard in super glue. And then you'll never escape.
Just then, Rhett shot the net shooter. Ah! And trapped the marshmallow monster. He did it! Rhett and Henry saved the day again. They got all the marshmallow robots and the marshmallow monster. Whew! Now we gotta find a way to clean up this giant mess. The end.